everyone. This is Linda J. Wolf, your narrator and author for The Sense of Self. The other day, I wrote a short little quote about freedom. Let me read it to you first, and then I will share my philosophy in this quote. I can imagine what a baby bird feels like after learning how to fly. Freedom. See, peace feels like that. Now let's tear this apart, okay? Think of a baby bird sitting in a nest. He's just got his downy feathers, and he's learning how to stretch them, how to move them around. But he can't fly until he has his full-grown feathers, because they are, they are what he needs in order to be able to move through the current of the air. Now just imagine, once he gets those brand new, mature feathers, how many attempts he has to make in order to learn how to fly. You can imagine the nest is sitting on this long branch, and he's got his parents there trying to teach him that he needs to have courage. Now he takes these little short little steps along the branch, and he's fluttering his wings. He's giving all his effort into building up the muscle in the wings. And then eventually his muscles are built up enough that he attempts to fly away from the branch for a couple of feet and then back again. Think about that. Think about the energy that this little baby bird takes to attempt. I mean, you got to imagine, as a baby bird, you are sitting on that branch and you're looking down, and it is a long, long, long way down to the ground. I can imagine that fear rises up in that little baby bird. But you know, he's on a mission. He has purpose, because he does not want to be confined to his nest, confined to the branch that he's been making his flight attempts on. See, he wants more. He wants to go beyond. People are like that too. Peace is that person that has learned how to relentlessly follow their intuition, how to listen to it, not to let other things cloud that intuition. Peace is you having a group of people that share in the same vibe of life as yourself. Peace is loving yourself so much that your soul is home. Peace is owning up to your own healing. It's not pointing fingers and blaming others for the path that you have taken. It's being on that path and changing it, adapting, transitioning. Peace is teaching yourself to forgive And I don't mean forgiving other people. See, other people are going to hurt you no matter what, because other people are in pain as well. But peace comes with forgiving yourself for the choices that you have made in the past. Peace never stops being kind and compassionate as a person. These are six steps of self-growth to building a great life and having a peaceful place inside your soul. Now, I understand that it's hard to do this. There are times that you have to step back and you're not going to go as far and as fast as you want to go. But it's in the recognition that you want this peace, that you're willing to put those small steps in, and that you appreciate every little microsecond of time that you put into it. You value it. You retain it. You learn it. It's a lesson. And peace is knowing not to go back and repeat history. I've come to that place in my life. I'm still not perfect, and I understand that I will never be perfect. But as long as I keep trying in those small steps each and every day, I will be better for it. I can bring something to another human being. I might be able to help them find peace. This is Thursday, and I know our week is going by fast, really fast. God bless all of you, and I'm sending love to all of you. And if you are in these places where you are feeling challenged, you can reach out to me on this podcast. Leave me a comment. I would be happy to talk to you, to be able to share our stories. God bless all of you, and have an amazing Thursday. Goodbye. This is Linda signing out.